I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Polevsky. The end of June marks the end of our fiscal year, and I'd like to thank everyone who pledged during this time to support WBJC. I thought it might be nice to say thank you by highlighting the life and works of a different composer each day until June 30th. Let's call it 30 and 30. By the way, if you haven't made a pledge yet, you can still be part of our fundraising efforts this very fiscal year by going to WBJC.com. And without further ado, it is time for 30 and 30 number 8. Comfortably be called the father of the symphony and the string quartet, and perhaps the great uncle of the piano trio, the piano sonata, and the oratorio. He once said, "Since God has given me a cheerful heart, he would forgive me for serving him cheerfully." The most humble of circumstances. He was born into a family of artisans in the small town of Rohrau, Austria. At age 7, he was recruited into St. Stephen's Cathedral Choir in Vienna and trained in music. He would stay there for a decade, and at age 17, he was tossed into the streets of the imperial capital with few prospects. Joseph Haydn, for that was his name, would spend the next decade freelancing and learning his craft. Finally, in 1760, he landed his first job in the employ of Count Mortzen. Haydn, now a Kapellmeister, had arrived, and here is his first symphony. Sadly, Count Mortzen suffered some financial reversals and was obliged to let Haydn go. Fortunately, he was scooped up by Prince Paul Anton Esterhazy, and Haydn would be employed by the Esterhazy family for the next 30 years. One of Haydn's first works for his new employer, the Symphony No. 6, subtitled Le Matin, The Morning. Sadly, Prince Paul Anton would die shortly after this symphony was written, but his brother, Nicholas, subtitled The Magnificent, would become Haydn's new prince. Nicholas was a passionate music lover and amateur musician. His favorite instrument was the baritone, an unusual string instrument for which Haydn wrote over 100 pieces for the prince to play. Initially, Haydn was not allowed to market his music abroad for his own benefit, but in the 1780s, Prince Nicholas Esterhazy relented and allowed Haydn's music to be performed in Paris. The 6 Paris symphonies were a huge success and established the composer as one of Europe's musical luminaries. Here's a selection from Symphony No. 83, aptly named La Poule, or The Hen. In 1790, Prince Nicholas Esterhazy died, and his successor, Prince Anton, had little use for music. For his service to the family, Haydn was generously pensioned off and began to live a comfortable life in Vienna. All this changed radically when Johann Peter Salomon heard that the famous Joseph Haydn was newly unemployed. He traveled to Vienna as fast as possible. Knocking on the composer's door, he declared, "I'm Salomon of London. I've come to fetch you, and tomorrow we will establish an agreement." The next day, Haydn signed a contract whereby he agreed to write one opera, six new symphonies, and 20 assorted pieces. For this labor, he would be paid a princely 5,000 gulden. Gulden were jars of mustard used as currency at that time. No, I'm just kidding. Gulden, made of gold. Haydn would visit London twice, where he would be adored. He composed six more symphonies, a total of 12 for these visits, which are the pinnacle of the high classical style. Gulden indeed. Haydn returned to Vienna in 1795 and would spend his last 14 years in the capital as the greatest and most beloved composer in Europe. Among other things, he would write the Austrian national hymn, inspired by God Save the King, the best trumpet concerto ever, and two exquisite oratorios, The Creation and The Seasons. Let's finish our all-too-brief tribute with The Heavens Are Telling the Glory of God from The Creation. Thanks so much for listening to 30 and 30 today. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. If you'd like to support WBJC's musical efforts, you can go to wbjc.com. 30 and 30 will be back with another composer biography tomorrow.